Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. They ain't going to be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economic. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pools in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lead. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk only control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly. They can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March for what? Who cares? Marching has never changed anything.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, welcome to another edition of It's My House. And today's podcast is titled Pakistan. You got Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan. You got a few countries that are staying. So there's a new one titled Pakistan, a social network state. Our live stream number is 619-768-2945. Plus, we have some people calling in from Taft, Oklahoma, to see what's going on there, particularly with a youth organization. Let's see. I'm trying to line up things because my I'm using a smartphone with this podcast as well as laptop. So I'm trying to get these two gadgets to sync up here, but we did a brainstorming session yesterday. We did one before about an hour or so ago. So we're going to give you a update on that. And once again, the podcast is titled, but I almost got things synced up for you. I'm thinking in real time, but okay, here we go. So we'll be back with Pakistan, a social network, plus the people from Taft, Oklahoma. We'll be back in a moment.
Say what? despite how different the countries of the world can be, something that can be similar among countries are their names. Elements of language, perhaps most noticeably certain suffixes, crop up in the names of many countries. Take the land suffix, seen across the globe in some of its most northern points like Iceland, to the depths of Africa in Swaziland. And countries that end with ear that also span huge amounts of the world, from Estonia to India to Australia, and many countries in between. However, there is one country suffix that doesn't quite span the world. In fact, all the countries with this suffix border one another. I'm of course talking about the country names that end with Stan. There are seven countries across Central and South Asia that have Stan at the end of their name. These are, and apology in advance for most likely mispronouncing some of these, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, Turkmenistan, Tajikistan, Afghanistan, and of course Pakistan. We've established what links these nations together is that the name of all these countries end with Stan. So why is this, and what does this suffix mean? The Stan suffix is of Persian origin. In Persian, this Stan suffix doesn't translate to exactly one thing in English, but means kind of a selection of similar things. It has been translated to mean country, place, land of, homeland, all similar stuff like that. This Stan suffix is of Persian origin, but it actually traces back to the Indo-Iranian Stanam, which means place, or more literally, where one stands. As I said, Stan can be translated into many variations of similar meaning. For the rest of this video, however, we'll just be using homeland. So we know that with these countries, the latter half of their name means homeland. So what about the former parts of their names? Well, let's look first at the biggest of the Stan countries, Kazakhstan. Now that we know Stan means homeland, we can see this name as Kazakh homeland. Suddenly, this should hopefully start making a bit more sense to us. The Stan suffix is very much like the land suffix. How England is the land of the Angles and Finland means the land of the Finns, Kazakhstan simply means the Kazakh homeland. In fact, pretty much all of the Stan country names refer to the homeland of those people, minus Pakistan, which has an etymology so interesting it deserves its own video. So yes, Kazakhstan means the Kazakh homeland, with Kazakh thought to come from the Turkish Kazakh, meaning a nomad, due to the Kazakh's nomadic history. Kyrgyzstan is the Kyrgyz homeland, with Kyrgyz believed to come from the Turkic word for 40, referring to the 40 clans of the legendary hero Manannas. Uzbekistan is the Uzbek homeland, and we don't seem to be too sure as to where the name Uzbek comes from. One theory is that it comes from the name of the Turkish Khan Oghuz Khan, though that's from Wikipedia, so take it as you wish. Turkmenistan is the Turkmen homeland, as the people there were thought to be Turk-like, relating to the country of Turkey. Tajikistan is the Tajik homeland, and we aren't too sure where the name of the Tajiks come from either. And of course, Afghanistan means the Afghan homeland, with Afghan too being of uncertain origin. This is a seriously ancient part of the world, and with such a deep history means unfortunately some facts and answers get lost in times, like definitive answers as to where the names of groups of people come from. Yet aside from these seven nations, there are other Stan places in the world. In fact, minus Pakistan and Afghanistan, the other five Stan nations were once part of the Soviet Union. While they aren't anymore, there are some Stans still left in Russia, like the republics of Bashkortostan, Dagestan, and Tatarstan. Interesting too is that the Persian name for India was Hindustan, as to them, India was the Hindu homeland. Let's end things completely off subject, as Stan in recent years has taken on another meaning, meaning a very big fan of something. This comes from the Eminem song of the same name. And is there a better example I could show you than the just shy of 150 Stans whose support name explain at this very moment? The Stan countries were suggested by Max Baker and Larry Peterson over on Patreon, and thanks to their suggestions, they will now be honoured as Name Explained Patreon Saints of the Stan countries. If you want to become a Name Explained Patreon Saint, then why not support the channel on Patreon? Just a dollar and up earns you the chance to suggest a country for the next Patreon Saint video. And of course, thank you to all my patrons. These Extra Tuesday videos wouldn't exist without the support of you guys. So if you really enjoy these videos and want to be a greater part of our Name Explained community, then why not support the channel? Just $2 a month gets your name here with all these awesome people. Thank you.
Hey everybody, welcome to the all-new Seeker Daily. Central Asia is one of the most diverse regions in the world. After centuries of power struggles, nomadic exploration, cultural trade, and independence, today a majority of Central Asia is comprised of five countries: Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan, collectively known as the Stans. So how did the Stans come about, and how powerful are they today? Well, Central Asia has been considered the birth of international relations between the Eastern and Western worlds. Since the early 200s BCE, the region was home to the infamous Silk Road, a trade route connecting China, India, Europe, and the Horn of Africa. Central Asia is also known to have been populated by nomads, and later, powerful war clans of nomads, most notably the fearsome Mongols led by Genghis Khan. By the early 7th century, Lower Central Asia had been settled by the Persian Empire, which today we know as Iran. This is where the modern-day name of Sands comes from. In Persian, the word San means land of, so Kazakhstan actually means the land of Kazakhs, an ethnic group which predates the independent country. Around the time of the Persian Empire, Islam took hold in Central Asia and the Middle East during a period known as the Golden Age of Islam. Over the next few centuries, power bounced back and forth between competing ethnic groups and caliphates. Ultimately, by the 19th century, Central Asia ended up in the center of a massive rivalry between the Russian and British empires, called the Great Game. Between 1813 and 1907, Russia slowly expanded its control south, annexing major portions of Central Asia, including the Five Sands. But the British, who controlled the Indian subcontinent to the south, were vehemently against the potential threat posed by the ever-growing Russian Empire. Eventually, the two empires worked out their conflict, and when Russia underwent a revolution in 1917 and became the Soviet Union, it took much of Central Asia with it. With the collapse of the Soviet Union roughly 70 years later, the region now established as the Five Sands gained independence. So where are they today? Well, their combined population is roughly 66 million. However, nearly half live in Uzbekistan, which is the only one to border all four other stands. Each country has a majority population of the ethnic group the country is named after. Despite holding significant geo-military importance as a neighbor of the greater Middle East, including Afghanistan and Pakistan, the Central Asian stands are not very militarily powerful. Combined, they only have about 675,000 active troops, of which 500,000 come from Kazakhstan alone. While military cooperation with the United States led to bases in Uzbekistan and Kyrgyzstan in 2005, by 2014, pressure from Russia and regional unrest convinced both countries to evict the U.S. presence. The Sands have a long and complicated history, but their importance in the development of world history, culture, and modern geopolitics cannot be understated. Geographically, Kazakhstan is the largest of the Sands, but is relatively small in population. For a deeper dive into Kazakhstan's power, check out our video at the top. And watch our video at the bottom to find out which of the Sands is home to one of the most radioactive places in the world. Thanks for watching Sneaker Daily. Make sure to like and subscribe for new videos every day.
Okay, so that gives you the definition of Stan, S-T-A-N, which means land or place. All right, so Podcastnistan, a social network state, that's what we have. And like I said, if you look on, matter of fact, if you go to our Facebook page is titled Housemakers, a Social Network, Housemakers, a Social Network. You go to that page. Then the very first post that you'll see, because I just posted it, is a picture of one of the states of Podcastnistan, still getting used to pronouncing the word, which that's a piece of land that we're in the process of selling on this month. That will be located within the municipality of Pembroke, Illinois. That's about an hour away from Chicago. And we have a state within that. And if you look up the word state, that means territory. So our little territory up there, that you'll see that's what we posted on Facebook this morning. That location is Bloggersville, which is within Podcastnistan. Because Podcastnistan is global. We have locations in Oklahoma as well as Florida and Texas. All right, but we'll go more into that and any questions that you might have. But now, let's see. Let's go to Oklahoma. Tap Oklahoma. And for those of you who are interested in donating money to the transportation fund, we have the people from TAF. So I'm going to open up their mics and Good morning, Taps.
How you doing?
Good morning.
Good.
Good morning.
Good, fine. All right, tell us the name of your organization. I mean, for new listeners and repeat it for the old listeners. The name of your organization, what you guys do, and the transportation fund.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brittany Beasley, and on with me is Errol Youngblood. He is the president, and I am the secretary. And our organization name is Loving Our Children First, and we want to empower and inspire lifelong hope and success for children and families. And we aim to teach unity as well as life skills so that children and families can flourish. And we're located in Taft, Oklahoma, and one of our mottos is it starts with us. And we're in need of transportation to get our kids back and forth for basketball games, other community events, and things of that nature.
Okay. Now, give us your Facebook page.
Our Facebook page is Loving Our Children First as well, Taft, Oklahoma.
Okay. Now, if people are interested in donating to the fund, how could they get in touch with you guys directly through the page or phone numbers, email addresses? Could you give all that up? Oh, and then who does the contract within the organization?
They can donate to Armstrong Bank in Muskogee, Oklahoma, up under Loving Our Children First. They can do transfers, anything like that. They can also inbox us on Facebook at Loving Our Children First, as well as they can contact me at 918-360-2105.
As well as mine, which is 405-436-0760.
Okay, repeat those numbers again.
918-360-2105.
And 405-436-0760. It's 405-436-0760.
And you should, like I said, people, you can contact them directly. And then also go to the Facebook page to keep up with what they're doing in Taft, Oklahoma. Now, I recently was in the last few days. You guys had some, either you had it, I saw some basketball activity on it. So could you explain that?
Yeah, that's we've been in quite a bit of tournaments since you last been down, Mr. LA or whatever. The boys have been doing a real good job, and I try to keep them posted from games or because we always in the process of making a training video to show what it is in the gym when we do go. So you know, to surround the kids that need that type of training or whatever, speed and agility, whatever, they can come right there to Taft, Oklahoma, to the gym and get that kind of the same training that they see on the video. So,
we also
be in a tournament this weekend, yeah.
What's happening this weekend?
Another tournament. We're supposed to play in Tulsa in the tournament. We just got through. We just came back from Arkansas, Springdale, Arkansas, and played in a proven on the court tournament. We came back with the championship. My sixth grade won a championship and the seventh grade won a championship.
Oh, congratulations. Now, see, people, that's why they need their own transportation. Could you give us ideas, some of the ideas, I mean, vehicles you might be considering? Just generally speaking.
Yeah, we would. I mean, you know, far as traveling to take you, but we also would like to turn into a community Uber just to help out the older, the elder, who like the ones that need to go to grocery store, doctor's appointments, and whatever else they may need to do that's not that don't have a vehicle in doing so. So whatever we can do to help them as well as the kids, we're just trying to begin different resources to help our organization and this Taft as a whole.
You know, that's a very good idea, community Uber. I know when I come back down there, I'll be using that on the regular. Because I know when last time I saw you guys was a month and a half ago or whatever it was. Yeah, I was trying to first thing, when it comes to taxis, some of those taxis there in Muskogee, two of them, they don't run all hours of the day and night, and then or here recording. You know, we don't have enough people to make rides, and then just to go, because I went to Summit, which was like 8 minutes away from where I was, 7-8 minutes away, less than 10 minutes, and that was like $20 one way just to go to Summit. So,
right.
But the biggest thing was. And I, you know, I didn't even know that they didn't even go to what do you call it, the Taft. So, but
yeah,
it, that, that, that is good. Yeah, go
they
ahead.
They don't come to Taft at all. Oh,
yeah. So yeah, that'll really be a big help. So, we had some people that were interested. So, like, say, contact them directly. Monitor the Facebook website often, because it's now I saw three people that went to two on online, but it's today on the air. But they're pretty active, so get in touch with them directly, and they'll help you out. What now? What's coming is April now. Anything coming up in April? Unless it's not April,
well,
but May. That's special.
Yeah, well, April too. We got the Easter egg hunt coming up or whatever, and we're talking about doing a capture, but May we have the Memorial Day weekend, which has been going on, I believe, for 50-some years, I believe, if not more. We got a lot of more activities going on down there this year. It's just a big unity fest, basically, for the surrounding areas or whatever, and it's been going on for years. It'd be packed. I mean, good food, games, the parade, the street, the block party, volleyball tournaments, and it's something that people around here look forward to every year to come to, and it's packed every year. So coming up in May.
Yeah, I attended. I guess 2 years ago I was down there for that weekend, and I just went on one of those nights. The night they had a fashion show, and that, I mean, it was packed. I don't know. It looked like a good, probably 1,000 people there, and I didn't see, you know, where everybody was. But, there were quite a few people there that night, so that's a pretty good. Matter of fact, when I visited Summit the last time I was in, so you guys, even they mentioned it. So you know, you probably got other people because you got a lot of people there. It's sort of like a reunion, I guess. Not only a time reunion but family reunion. So you got people that have moved away that come back, but it's a big deal down there. So. Will your organization be doing anything special during a Memorial Day weekend for that?
Yes, we were actually having a first annual Loving Our Children first picnic because, you know, we're thankful we were able to get a hold of a headquarters. We're in the process of remodeling our headquarters right there in Taft, Oklahoma, which is in the center of Taft where the Memorial weekend goes. So we'll be having our first.
Oh, you know what? Let me ask you about that. Your headquarters, mm-hmm. is that Mayor Davis's place?
The T's own it.
Because I thought I recognized that building because she bought a building, I don't know, there, 2-3 years ago
museum. Yeah, she has a building similar to that, and it's right before you get to that headquarters, which is right.
Oh, okay, okay, all right.
Yes, sir, that's what you're talking about.
All right, so that's in the – so what you have is like in the middle of Taft, okay. No,
yes,
that's
sir.
A good location. That's a good location.
Oh, yeah, perfect location, man. Yeah, we thankful, blessed to get it.
All right, okay. I mean, now, because I saw some pictures you guys were cleaning it out. So how far
yes,
have you come on that trip?
Great.
We are very far on that. We cleaned it out and got it all cleaned up, and we're getting some seating available, tables and things of that nature, so then when Memorial Day comes around, we'll be able to fellowship and offer things to the community. We want to have, like I said, the headquarters there so we can hold our meetings and things of that nature, and our kids can have a place to go during the time that they're out in Taft.
Yeah, and
okay,
it'll be
up after school programs there too.
That's our feature plan.
We, I mean, we've been doing that. We just been doing it up there at the school with the school program. Some kids just lagging behind on their work. Because like we said, the cake auction that we had, we took that money and bought Mac Pros for the kids. You know, to help them with the learning or whatever. We have had a few sessions with a few kids, but for the most part, most of them they done stayed up on their grades. So we really haven't had to do it here lately or whatever. But the headquarters, you can also come there and see what our goals is, see some history around things that you may not know of. Because like I said, we're all black town, and there's plenty of history that a lot of people probably don't know about. From us being a small town like that, but that's what we're trying to do, keep that out there for the world. So.
Okay. Man, you guys are really – that 40 acres that came up, I wish y'all knew about it, but nobody nobody really knew about it. I know y'all would have snapped that up. But anyway, y'all going to be moving towards something like that. I feel it. I already know that. All right, well, great. You're working on a headquarters. So people that are interested in that, go to the Facebook page, Loving Our Children First. That's the name of it, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Loving Our Children First. I don't know.
Yes.
Go to the Facebook page, monitor them. They're actors. Okay, so you can contact them directly if you want to donate to the transportation fund or their headquarters from whatever they got going on. Anything else you guys want to announce?
We'll have our first annual picnic during Memorial Day weekend.
The 27th.
And we'll have our picnic there. We'll have hot dogs and drinks and things of that nature. We'll have a donation bucket out there, and people can kind of ask us questions and see what we really do and see our kids. And so if anybody is coming to TAP America, come on down to the center of TAP, and you'll see us finishing everything, so you'll know where we are.
They got real good hospitality in TAP, folks. Really good hospitality. Some of the best I've ever seen. So if you want something to do different for Memorial Day weekend, I highly suggest flying to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Contact these people. They'll hook you up. All right. Well, look, thanks for coming on. We're going to have you guys on soon. Like the people that are interested, contact Loving Our Children First. Go to their Facebook page and call them directly, and then you'll be safe. All right, thank you guys. I'll talk to you guys later. Okay. All right. Today's podcast is titled Podcasting Stand. Okay. I'm still getting used to pronouncing the word. Podcastnistan, a social network state. And we registered the name. And it's a place where, or places, geographical locations where we can meet people who are podcasters, bloggers, vloggers, who all have their own audiences, globally speaking, geographical places where people can, you hear a podcast discussion, well, now you can have that podcast discussion in geographical locations that we are buying and we're setting up. For podcasters, bloggers, vloggers, where you can speak freely, hang out, lounge, work, sleep, and there are different locations where you can go. Thus, Podcastnistan, it's a social network state. Bloggersville, which is a name we brainstormed yesterday morning, that will be the physical location or the state within Podcastnistan located in Pembroke, Illinois. That's what we're working on right now to close on that. But we already have other states, which, like in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma branch of Pakistan, we have Earth Wealth Energy Village. That'll be the state within Pakistan in Oklahoma. We got places in Texas. We haven't named yet. Florida. We got one name, actually two. But in any event, we came up with Bloggersville yesterday. And like I said, if you go to our Facebook page, Housemakers, a social network, that's our Facebook page, the top link with the picture there, that's the location that we'll be closing on this month in Pembroke, Illinois. So under the Pakistan, which means podcasters place, okay, or podcasters land, that's the stand part, STAN. That's what it means, and I played some audio of different countries on a geopolitical scene, but that's what it means. So this is a place designed for podcasters, bloggers, vloggers, and their followers, their communities, because basically on a podcast, it's a lot of ideas exchanged, all right? And on a vlog, like on a YouTube thing, you can see many demonstrations or ideas. Well, some vlogs is a lot of ideas discussed, and that's just the ideas are discussed. But then there's no physical part of putting them together. All right. Then you have a lot of YouTube videos that actually demonstrate or show you how to, God knows, it's infinite on YouTube. But once again, you're watching a video from a remote location on how to do something. That's good. But Pakistan is essentially a place where, all right, not only can you watch the video, but there's a place where you can actually go and take part and learn how to build a house, put together a school, it's only limited to your imagination. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on and on. So anyway, now we're going to have T-shirts made up because to raise the balance of the money to close on this transaction, one of the things that we'll be doing is we'll be selling T-shirts because typically a lot of people, if they donate money, they just don't want to straight donate. Well, some do, but then some people want something in return. So therefore, when we get the T-shirts printed up, which we're working on now, then you donate something, you're going to get at least a T-shirt, even if you never visit any of our states within Pakistan. So anyway, more to come on that next week. 314, your mic is open.
What's going on, L.A.?
Oh, Friday, feeling good.
Well, you didn't give people much room to talk about anything today, except you guys getting ready to move off to the promised land.
That's a good way of putting it. Well, when we set up that, we'll be basically carrying on conversations on anything, particularly the popular topics that people like to talk about, which is the dramatic stuff, the shootings, the killings, the controversy, the drama. So we can carry those on in person as well as online.
Yeah, they like to talk about that.
Right.
But, you know, I joined in with some Africans out of Central Africa. They're above Zimbabwe and some land. But most recently, I had to fill out my benefactor information. You guys got that? So that if something happened to one of the principals, then they have benefactors lined up so that their share will be able to be claimed by the benefactors that they have on file rather than somebody coming up out of the clear blue sky and say, I'm a benefactor, such and such died, I'm entitled to their share of this property.
Yeah, we're going to have that. We haven't, because we haven't accepted any money yet. So that's why that's not out there yet. But we'll have that within a week.
Mm-hmm.
The only person that's put up money so far, we've taken pledges, but haven't accepted any physical or digital money, is I put up the first $1,000. So anybody who puts up any additional money,
we'll have those stated. Then this,
a lot of people are basically seeing is believing. So, and it,
it's too late. Then the next thing is we're supposed to have a convention. Are they supposed to have a gathering this, I think it's in September. And they're going to decide on what to do with the land. Or anyone that comes along with some ideas, then those ideas can be put on the table, and they can go from there.
Right.
So it looks like it's going to be a pretty good venture. I've seen a lot of them before. They didn't go too far, but maybe this one.
It'll be limited to amount of people that can actually get in on it. Matter of fact, typically, I had the money to pay. Actually, I got the money to buy it out right now. But I got some other expenses. So who knows what will happen between now and the last week in this month, put it that way. We got some pledges, but haven't collected a penny. Haven't even attempted to, because we need to get the paperwork and some other stuff done. We want to get some more pictures instead of just the one we got, plus video and some other basic stuff that people need. So who knows? But I don't know, by the end of this month, either I buy it all, or we get enough pledges and we agree on paper. Because one thing I want is people, if you're involved with it,
mm-hmm.
you get there and actually see it. So I don't want people buying into anything blindly. Because that can cause headaches too. So.
Yep. You're absolutely right. You don't want
to be. I've heard
all
kinds of excuses before, based on the Zodiac. My pastor told me not to. A whole bunch of stuff. So that's why it's right now it's secure, because there's only one person that's got money invested in it, and that's me. So we'll give updates next week.
Hopefully, you can get a lot of more. You guys, I guess you get around deciding what you're going to do with the property. Then, you know, we'll probably be reading about you on your news. You have your hometown. You might even bring in an NBA team.
Yeah, I like the people in the profile, too. That's another story.
Have your airport. Well, at least you can put in a private strip in case I can reactivate and fly in there and see. Say hello to everybody.
Now, you know what? We probably couldn't do it at this location, but I know a spot where if we had like 100 acres, we can do exactly just what you said. I like that type of thinking. 100 acres, you can put in a private airstrip and people can plot it.
So do they have railroad? They have railroad lines there close to Taft.
Oh, you know, why this? Oh man, Taft. Yeah, because I was thinking about Pembroke.
Now your land's down in Florida, right?
So I got Florida, Oklahoma, Texas.
This is what you're talking about.
Oh no, Pembroke. This is Pembroke, Illinois.
It's right outside Chicago, isn't it?
Yeah, about an hour away. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, they got railroad lines into Chicago, so what you would be looking at would be looking at those small shippers coming into your town to deliver.
That's
so that'd be cool.
That's another conversation, but that's a positive one. Well, look, Bianchi, I'm going to end it short for today because I got to order T-shirts now. So on that note, everyone have a good rest of the weekend.
Jiffy Lube, we car about cars. In fact, we're kind of obsessed. That's why we've been taking care of business with quick quality oil changes and service for over 40 years. And with things like our Carful Vehicle Review, where our experts will check, fill, clean, and inspect your vehicle, you'll know we'll car for your car like we car for our own. Jiffy Lube. Car more.
Visit JiffyLubeDC.com to find a Jiffy Lube service center near you.